Hey, Eddie, you know what's awesome?
What's awesome, my love?
My little oil biz.
It is awesome, isn't it?
Do you like that name? Mom's little oil biz?
Almost as much as I love you.
Let's do this podcast, O'Terrestre.
You got it, babe.
Welcome, everyone, to Mama's Little Biz Podcast. My name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. This one is going to be meaty. Mir, I'm just going to give you guys
a heads
up.
Why do you always set them up like that?
Because they need
to
know.
And then there's like this pressure.
Pressure for
and
what?
You're like, this is going to be huge. It's like Donald Trump. It's going to be huge.
And billions and billions of people.
You gotta just be cool.
Am I a little tense? Am I a little intense?
A little over the
top. I love
sometimes.
This show, Angela.
I know.
Okay.
But then you open it with like, this is going to be huge. This is going to be meaty. This is going to be the best podcast in the world. This is going to be, we're going to deliver.
I think like that. I'm just going to say.
I understand. I understand. And I deliver every time.
Yes, you do.
But.
So what do I have to fear?
You just have to be cool. Just be cool.
How do I be cool? Explain that, please.
Just be like, welcome to the show. Let's get into it.
Hey.
That's not being cool. That's being
welcome
creepy.
To the show.
Like the guys on Facebook that messaged me.
Hello, I'm Mad Moonman. I see a post on Facebook. I like you. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
All right, we'll start over. Take two.
Okay, yeah.
Welcome to the show.
My name is Angela Villa.
This is Eddie Villa. This is Mad Moment, and I'm joining the show today. So good to sit here with you, Angela and Eddie. You know, Eddie, I like your wife very much.
I'd like to interview you on our podcast.
I listen to your show every day. Okay. Dude, we could do that. We could have like surprise guests.
In fact, we need to start this over.
And every episode could be, we could have Mad Moomin or these other guys that are constantly messaging you. We could have them on the show.
Yeah.
And they could ask questions. So I have a Facebook question. Or no, I have a network marketing question.
Why don't you answer my Facebook
what
messages?
Do you wear when you go to sleep?
Okay. Stop it.
How is that a network marketing question, Mad Moomin? Because
stop.
I...
Stop. Can you be done now? All right. Welcome, everybody, to the show.
Welcome, everybody, to the show. It's good to see
you. That was a huge introduction that went nowhere.
This show is going to be huge. So massive. Watch out. Strap in. Pull your car over and pull out your notebook because you're going to... No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
So
what is happening?
This is just going to be an ordinary show. Mm-hmm. Just going to say that right now. A
this
nice
is a show like any other show.
Ordinary, boring. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. My name is Eddie, and we are sitting here, not live, I almost said live. We're sitting here in our fat, cool, palatial, new...
Fat?
It's fat, like P-H-A-T, pretty hot and tempting. No, this awesome new palatial podcast studio here in our home.
Yeah, we switched office rooms.
We moved from one bedroom to the other.
Yeah.
We've made everybody else in the house move.
Yes.
Talk about this, man, because from your perspective, this was my idea, but from your perspective, what was that like? I mean, you seeing Eddie going, oh, we need to change. What happened?
I actually recommended it.
Really?
That wasn't your idea.
No, it was my idea.
No, it wasn't.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was.
BS.
It was my idea.
I came home and I was like, honey, we need to move our office upstairs and let my parents have the downstairs bedroom.
No, 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 no. This was my idea and I can prove it. I'm going to go wake up your dad right now.
Oh my gosh.
No, it was totally my idea. Maybe you...
I think we all had the idea because it needed to happen.
Yeah, that's... Okay, I'll go with that. I think we all thought of it, but I was the first one to say... We're doing it now, okay. And it's happening. So
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, so basically...
I did a live Facebook live about it, too. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So if you... I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but my parents live with us part-time. And they were kind of... When they would come over, they were just staying in my daughter's room, and then she would have to go find another place to sleep, air mattress or something. And it just got a little weird. Plus, in Utah, you know, they have basements. they don't have them in California because of mold and stuff like that.
Right.
So in Utah, they have basements, and we had our office down in the basement, but it just seemed so dark.
It was a basement.
So dark and dreary and sad. And I never wanted to go down there. I never wanted to go down there and sit in the office and do work. I just didn't. And so when the ideas kind of came to you, came to me, came to my mom even, to move them downstairs and let them have that whole space down there. Because there's a bedroom, there's a bathroom, there's the living room. And then they have a little setup in the garage of their own kind of office there.
Yeah.
But they can get to the garage from the basement really simply. So we made the move. And with that, we decided to create a space. Our new office is very light. It's very feng shui.
It's all the way in the top floor, so there is sunlight coming in.
There's sunlight. It's beautiful. I mean, you know, we created a beautiful space instead of dark, you know, dreary black
furniture.
We have white furniture, light colors, light wall deco. It's really pretty. I love it. I kind of shared it on Snapchat, but yeah, so now we have this really cool desk where it's in the middle of the room and we are sitting opposite each other.
Oh my gosh.
And
yes.
Recording this podcast, like professional. Like,
this is almost like a little podcast studio, which is awesome because there's some things that I've always wanted to do to take our podcast to another level when it comes to audio.
Yeah.
Because the audio is decent, but it could be so much better. And it has a lot to do with mic placement and some other things we're going to be bringing to the show. So please keep listening. You're going to notice some differences over the next couple of months.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. Get a notebook. No, just kidding. So I love this office because I want to be here. I want to create in here.
It's so nice. You just kind of want to snuggle up in here.
So what's the lesson you're pulling from this whole experience of moving everything?
I don't know. No lesson.
No lesson.
Just excited to be in a new
space. Nothing profound.
No.
Yeah. Well, I did a Facebook Live about this, this last week or whatever. And I talked about it was not working. So we changed. Done.
Yeah.
There you go.
Happy times. Working change. That's true.
So,
we are bringing you our podcast from a new space. Enjoy. Enjoy the freshness.
Sing the song, Edge.
What song?
What's that commercial? The gum commercial?
Fresh,
big red commercial?
Freshness.
Every episode you have to sing. That's what I was told.
Fresh is fresh. Gum.
Fresh. Enjoy long-lasting freshness with big red down.
Oh.
I'm not going to sing. I'm terrible.
I don't know that song.
Okay, well, forget it. Anyway, for those of you guys who are listening, I'm sure you imagine it. It was awesome. It was huge, like I said it would be. Okay, so let's talk about the subject today. Let's get on this because I wish I could connect these to what we've been talking about and what we're going to talk about, but that's not going to work. Let's just digress. Yeah. So, you know, that thing, Facebook, boom, there it is. Now we've just segued like that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Facebook.
Let's talk about Facebook now. No. That's not how the song goes.
No, I was just excited that you sang. Everyone's like, yay!
She's singing again. Isn't that the sex song?
What?
No. Facebook. Let's talk about Facebook.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yes.
Correct.
Oh.
I'm Madman. Would you sing more about this song?
All right. So Facebook.
Okay.
Right. We
Mad Moomin, calm down.
We get more excitement whenever I share, like last week I shared how I have a Facebook Messenger presentation.
Yeah.
And people get excited. Like, they want to know, what is this? What? Tell me more. When you talk about Facebook, they want to know more. When you mention Facebook, they want to know more. When you talk about how you're learning Facebook ads, people want to know more. When you talk about recruiting, prospecting, marketing, selling on social media, people want to know more.
Quote unquote,
building
on Facebook.
So that's probably the biggest thing I get asked about. And people want the secret, and I will break your bubble right here. There is no secret. There is a secret.
No, there is a secret. It's just not a
dill hole.
It's not a fast.
Just don't be a dill hole on Facebook. Then you win. You're winning. Winning. Dill hole is my new favorite word.
Can you spell dill hole for me?
D-I-L-L-H-O-L-E. Dill hole.
There you go. All right. So lesson number one in Facebook marketing, building on Facebook. Number one, period. Do not be a deal hole.
Like, here's some of the questions that we get asked. How do you engage people? How do you engage people on posts? How do you engage people on your business page? How do you gain more likes on your business page? How do you gain more likes on your posts? How do you know if people are following you? What about ads? Tell us about ads. Prospecting, reaching out to random strangers. How do you do that? How do I get my friends to want to buy from me and see me as the expert? Or I'm looking for ways to appear as the guide and not the expert so that people want to join me. How do you connect with people online and not be salesy? We've talked about that word. How to find people on Facebook who might be interested in your network marketing business. What else? We got...
Everyone's listening to this.
What is
like,
the number one thing you do to recruit online beyond posting on Facebook? Is it messaging people? If so, what do you say? So there's a lot. I know that another former company superstar, Presidential Diamond, she has a social media unicorns page or something like that. But it's a beast. Facebook is a beast to tackle.
Well, let me just start off.
And I'm not an expert. I am just someone who has decent success.
You are easily an expert. And I can tell you this right now because there are so many people that don't do anything close to what you do.
That's true.
And you're further along than I am. And even I am further along than most people only because of just, it's not about like a, ooh, I'm so clever with the words I do and this some kind of strategy. It's really about understanding why. So the thing I wanted to say was all these questions are fabulous, but all of them are the wrong questions to ask. And the reason why I know they're the wrong questions is because they start off with the word how or what. And what did Simon Sinek always say?
Start with why.
Start with why.
People don't buy what you do. They buy why you do it.
One of the things that I've talked about this with you, I think, before too, is that people want to ask you, hey, Angela, how do you talk to people so that they want to buy from you? Wrong. Why do you do what you do so that people will talk to you? Yeah. That is a far more interesting, far more relevant question to be answering. That is the answer. That is the question we're going to answer tonight is, why we'll talk about the things you do, but also we're going to get to the bottom of why. What is the purpose behind it? Okay. The reason is we needed to cover it in this angle is because people can't do what you do.
No.
I can't do what you do. Nobody.
I can't do what you do.
Yeah. That's the whole point I'm going to make. Nobody can do what you do. Even the best people on Facebook. The reason is because of how you go about it. Why it is you go about doing things the way you do. Mm-hmm. It is all about you. It's you. It's your bringing your personality, your flair, your way of talking to people that only you can duplicate. Yeah. But if people understand why you do that, why you do these things this way, then they can replicate that. They can replicate like, okay, so she does it this way because she's trying to get this particular type of response from somebody. Mm-hmm. I can do that in my own way. And that's what I want. I want this podcast to be about. It's for people to take the why from you and be able to apply it for themselves.
Okay.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
So let's start off with the basic thing. When you go to market on Facebook, so we're not even going to talk about prospecting just yet.
Okay. So let's explain what's marketing.
All right. Good question. Marketing is putting out content to
value.
And value to elicit a response to generate leads.
Yeah.
Simple. Prospecting is specifically contacting a person,
uh-huh.
engaging with them, and basically giving them a call to action. Yes. Say, hey, you know, do this. You know,
okay.
buy here.
So are people hearing the difference?
Elaborate if you can.
Are you hearing that difference? Marketing and prospecting are very different things. You have to understand that. You have to understand that you are always marketing. You're marketing yourself all the time when you're presenting on social media. It's just like when you're presenting in a class or when you meet someone face to face, you're marketing. You're offering value. You're offering this this opportunity for somebody to learn something from you or to find a reason to want to connect with you.
You're putting up a shiny object.
Yeah, you are.
Billboards are marketing tools.
Mm-hmm, right? You're giving them something, anything, whether online, it's not a sample, but live, it would maybe be a sample or whatever. That's marketing. Prospecting is when you go straight to a person directly who you've marketed to and who has constantly liked your stuff, commented, been very engaged with you, then you go in and you prospect them, meaning you have an intention. And that's to, like you said, give them the next step. So I want people to understand that because I think they get really confused when it comes to what they should post on Facebook.
I think a lot of that comes from the fact that there's stories all over there that glamorize marketing on social media, where they really believe that someone will post something on Facebook or any social media platform, and then other people just go and buy without some type of interaction or relationship being generated.
If you think about it, Facebook is the ultimate marketer and prospector. It is. Facebook is. It's the only ads that ever show up on my Facebook page are ads that, like, for instance, everybody knows I'm a Teeks freak. The only reason Teeks shows up on my Facebook feed is because I went out and found out about them. I went and followed them. I went and I'm on their website. I'm constantly adding shoes to my cart and then taking them out again. So they found me. They saw me. They know that I'm interested. I'm interacting. So now they're marketing directly to me so that I'm constantly clicking on them, you know, and they do it well. So you have to kind of think about it like that. People, they're going to want to go find you. There's something that they need. And so I actually sat with at my BYU alumni, a women's basketball alumni, and a gal that I didn't personally play with, but she graduated before me. She goes, I just love following you. I only follow like 4 people on Facebook, but I love following you because you always say something I need to hear. And I was like, oh, that's cool. It's you offer value. That's marketing. All the time value.
Right.
And
this person has not, just to be clear, this person has not been prospected ever.
Nope.
Once.
Mm-mm. She doesn't need to be prospected yet.
Right. Because she hasn't,
You know, she really didn't need to, I didn't need to go poach her or, you know, go hunt her down.
Right.
She found me because I offered value.
She is a lead that you generated.
Yes. Right.
That hasn't quite said, I'm interested in XYZ information.
Well, what was interesting was that in the face-to-face at the reunion or the luncheon, the alumni luncheon, she had a cold for 3 months that hasn't gone away. So I go, you know I have oils. And she goes, I know you do. We need to talk. But I didn't have to say anything more than that because I had already put the value out there.
Do we want to talk about where we learned a lot of this? Do we want to talk about this? So a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago, you might, for those of you guys who have been following our podcast, may have heard us tell the story. But Angela and I were invited to a team training by our upline a few years ago, and where somebody by the name of Satya Magali taught us some things. And one of the things he taught us was the Facebook strategy. What was it called?
The Facebook hustle.
The Facebook hustle and strategic seduction.
Yep.
Bam. Cool names, man. These are great names. The Facebook hustle and strategic seduction.
Baby making names.
It's basically a broken down step by step. I mean, like literally just do this every day and you will be what's called, oh my gosh, it's going to rhyme, the CEA.
Uh-huh. Do this thing every day. You will be the CEA.
What is that scene from the Lego movie? And he says, and we know it's true because it rhymes.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's true though, right? The CEA. And what is the CEA, my love?
Celebrity Expert Authority.
We did an entire episode on this many moons ago. So go back to episode blah, blah, blah in our podcast where we talk about becoming the CEA.
Yeah.
So but basically the Facebook hustle and the strategic seduction are both of these trainings that, shoot, I could do this training tomorrow. We'll teach everybody. In fact, I am going to do this training recently, this week. But The basically tells you step by step, this is what you do to become the celebrity, the expert, and authority in whatever your niche is. So what is your niche? You, Angela, you help women. You help women be empowered. You do your niche better than I do. Go ahead, real quick. What's your niche?
My niche is women who just feel really lost. They feel kind of just lost in life. They feel stuck. That's really, truly my niche is I speak to those women. I'm not sure when it happened. Obviously I know that because I was one of them. And so I speak that language. Yeah. And that's my niche.
And my thing became because of learning, doing the strategic seduction, doing the Facebook hustle. It's funny when you think about it, you didn't know that was going to be your thing, did you?
Uh-uh.
No, it came as a result of doing the work, as Satema would put it. But mine became about helping people who doubt themselves become powerful entrepreneurs. That's it. You know, people that don't quite know if they can do this or not, push through, become massively successful and relentless. That's my thing. And so what we do here is a result of our relentless pursuit daily to perform the Facebook hustle and strategic seduction. So I love the names. They are freaking awesome. Right. I'm sure people are like, oh, I want that training. And you should, because it's really simple, not easy, because you have to be committed.
Yeah.
Have to be 100% committed and show up.
Commitment's
right?
not easy. So we have to call it simple.
So that's kind of where it came from. And Angela, so what we're talking about here is this person, you know, they like what you're doing and you're just being real and raw and relevant and giving great content and helping people, which is strategically seducing other people to go, I like you. I like what you got going on. I'm starting to trust you.
Yes.
This is powerful. What's really powerful about it, Angela, is that you are 100% telling the honest truth every single time.
Yeah.
So imagine that, ladies and gentlemen, being able to generate an income by being real, raw, and relevant, telling the truth at all times. Freaking
awesome.
Yeah,
and
that's what it's about.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of people will say, well, what does that mean? Like, what do I talk about? What do I tell the truth about? I don't understand. I don't have anything to share with anybody. And I'll answer right off the bat. The reason I do what I do is because the world is bombarded with sadness, heartache, depression, pain, sorrow, negativity.
It's so easy to put out there. Yeah.
So I love that I can make this my business. Is I don't want that in my world. I want to attract people who are opposite of those things. And the only way to attract the things that are opposite of that is to put out opposite.
Yeah.
And so when I put stuff out, sometimes it's just because I want to make someone laugh. Or a lot of the times I want to make myself laugh. You know, I find something in my life totally humorous. And if it brings me down slightly, I find the humor in it and I post it for other people to find the humor. And then I have like 25 different women knowing what I'm going through and being like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I'm not the only one. And I just brought some kind of hope and joy to someone's life because
you talked about that painful experience.
I did. Yeah. I talked about something that was not so awesome, but I found the
like
joy.
Like Madman. Madman, yeah.
It's not fun. I'll tell you, it is not fun to wake up every day to like two or three of those messages. And some get deleted because they're graphic. They're graphic. Like, I don't want to see your junk, but thank you, Facebook, for catching that before I opened it. But you don't want that. I mean, that's not fun to wake up to. So
yeah.
I know I'm not the only one out there experiencing it. So yeah, I'm going to flip it. I'm going to flip it and I'm going to do what I can to make it fun so that people have a good laugh. Like we went into a store and took time out of our day to post that silly, to act out that silly video. But I cannot tell you how many messages and comments I received about how it made their day.
Yeah.
And that was awesome because God, there's so much junk. And so I want to bring the positive. And you know what? There's so many lessons to be learned from our lives. And I learn lessons every day just because I turn around and share it. And someone comes back and says, oh my gosh, this happens to me all the time. You know? So the reason I post the way I post is to bring value, to bring joy, to bring happiness to people, to find those souls, those human beings, those women who are like caught in the humdrum of every day and don't find how much beauty there is in that humdrum. Like, yeah. There's a commercial out right now. It's not really a commercial, I guess, but it's a guy comes home from work and he asks his wife, "How was your day?" And she's like, "Oh, same old, same old." And she kind of had the flash pictures of the day, and all of it was like negative stuff, like the little girl wouldn't let her buckle her into the seat. You know, she spilled the cake on the floor and just things like that. But then when the dad went in and asked the daughter, "How was your day?" And she says, "Oh my gosh, it was the best day ever." Every one of those little things that the mom had complained about, she, the little daughter, found so much joy in. And that's what I try and share most of the time. Is that there's joy in our feeling lostness. There's joy there. And I have a lot of women on my team who are on my team because of that.
They were feeling that way. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times doing this business and being around other people like you gives people purpose.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we're looking for, right? Yeah. Purpose.
Purpose.
I mean, so, I would love to do a whole training on how to find your purpose. Right. That's awesome.
So it's a strategy, yes, yeah. But it's also the honest truth about my life. It's the honest truth about what I know other people are. It's like when I found doTERRA, I knew I wasn't the only person who had these issues that oils helped. I knew I wasn't, so I had to start talking to people. I know I'm not the only one going through what I go through every day. So when people ask, "Well, how do I know what to post?" Like, you live your life. You're the expert on your life. All you have to do is find the lesson or find the joy and share that. Share that in a way that somebody walks away going, "Yeah, I learned something," or "Yeah, that was value," or "Yes, I'm happier because of that." Right? You are going to be that post that people stop to read.
Yeah, because it's real, it's raw, and again, mm-hmm. It's relevant. I keep saying that because that's part of the training.
It's life.
But so it's interesting because you're saying what you're saying here is what something I've been talking about for a while here is that you know that your problems are common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All your problems, even the most nastiest and most painful.
Sure.
Totally common.
Yep.
And what makes you share these things and talk about them is, and I mean, everyone will agree this when they watch you on Facebook, of course, but your take on them is unique.
Yeah.
Your skills and how you handle them, your abilities and your gifts, your talents, they're unique.
Yeah.
I would love for everybody to understand that that's true for everybody. Mm-hmm. Anybody, if you're listening to this right now, this is 100% true about you.
Right.
Stop and think about it for a second. Let's just stay quiet for a second so that the person listening to this can really let that sink in. Your painful struggles, even the most painful ones, are totally common. There are more than one person out there that deals with it. And your angle, your skills, how you handle them, even if you're not perfect at it, and even if you're not great at it, your perspective is unique.
It's unique.
And it needs to be shared.
It needs to be shared, but it needs to be, you need to look for the way to uplift and inspire through your trials with your perspective. If you're going at it like...
That's just, what I want to talk about. What is the dill hole approach? Okay, talk about the dill hole approach that you've seen on Facebook. And then talk about like the problems that come with it. So that maybe someone's going to go, "Oh my gosh, I've been doing that." And that's exactly the kind of response I get. Go.
Okay.
Have some fun.
I know someone very personally who is this person and wants to try and do what we all are trying to do, which is build a business. But I had to stop following this person because she has the experience. She's doing the things that we're all going through. But it's like when she posts on Facebook, it's this sad sob complaint story where you walk away feeling down. Yeah. Like you feel worse. You're like, "Oh, that sucks for you, you big complainer." You know, there's a big difference between, you know, talking about how you gained 10 pounds over Christmas and then talking about how you gained 10 pounds and what you learned from gaining 10 pounds and how you are going to change or not change, but inspire others to, you know, feel good about themselves or whatever. There's a big difference. I mean, there's a big difference from with posting, you know, how I am able to use essential oils as a tool in my daily routine to help me, you know, not want to rip my kids' heads off all the time. There's a difference between that and then posting the emotions kit and putting a dollar amount under it.
Okay, so you mean if I post a picture of a kit and tell people how much it is, mm-hmm. and say things like, this is amazing, oh my gosh, you have to get this, today yeah. only,
great,
right now, special, I'll throw in this extra,
I'm going to give you
this,
10 bottles an extra of everything. That.
Because, I mean, the truth is that people only offer those extra freebies because they're looking a way to circumvent creating trust with
people
their...
People don't buy what you're selling.
With their prospects, if you will, their audience, yeah. or the people that follow on Facebook who are just like, you I didn't to, follow you for this reason.
Exactly. You have to tell... you have to show them why they need this.
Yeah. You have to remember that, too. People follow you for a reason. Yeah. They like you stuff. They like you on Facebook, and if you start putting stuff up there that has nothing to do with why they liked you... Mm-hmm. to begin with, mm-hmm. then, you know, they're never going to see it. You're never going to be able to convert their mindset,
yeah.
which is part of what this deduction does. But in order to convert a mindset, you have to use what they followed you for yeah. in the first yep. place, which exactly. is you.
You.
You. They follow you not because of, you know, what you post. It's because of they like you or they know you. Yeah. So when you are marketing your products, mm-hmm. make it all about you.
It's about you're the brand.
Not posting a picture
you're
of an oil.
The brand.
Yeah. It's not posting a picture of an oil because that's not you and that's not who they liked and followed.
Exactly.
That's not who they chose to be friends with on Facebook was a picture of an oil bottle. And this is one of the reasons why people get so frustrated. I'm gonna talk about another drawback to being a dill hole. Is, and I'm just saying that, you're not really deal holes, guys. We're just teaching. And we're using the word deal hole because it's funny. Because I just heard my wife say deal hole like seven times. And deal hole is a funny word. But don't worry, we're not actually calling you deal hole.
I get more comments and likes on deal hole posts than anything.
Okay, so here's the drawback to doing this. People will say, and I've seen this particular crybaby rant whine that goes on Facebook where someone says, oh... when I post a picture of my daughter, I get like 95 likes. But when I post a picture of my business, crickets. Yeah, crickets.
Yeah,
because what you're picturing of your child is part of you. That's you. You giving birth to that child, that's you. That's what they liked you for. Mm-hmm. And when you post a picture of your oils and say, join my business, that's not who they like. No. That's not what they joined. And that's certainly not something they're just going to scroll on past it. Two reasons. Number one, like I just said, it's not what they liked. And number two, you're the third person that's posted that picture today.
Right. Thank you. Oh, that's a really great before and after. I've seen it 12 times today.
Okay, so can we talk about Heather Amazing Patenaut, who I love? I'm like really like becoming.
Hey, that's funny. I was just looking for her.
I am geeking out on
study.
Heather Patenaut. If you're listening to the show, or if somebody who knows Heather, like I'm digging Heather so much. She did this great. I don't even know what it's called, but she polled some people who were not network marketers.
Yeah, she did like a research poll.
A research poll. Thank you. And she polled some people who are not network marketers, people who actually don't like network marketing, and asked them a bunch of questions about posts. And one of the things that I remember her putting is that they don't like
before and after
pictures.
You know, I struggle with that one. I struggle with that
one. Well, this is what they said. And I'll be honest, Angela, whenever I see a before and after picture, I don't care what it is. I don't like it. It's not interesting to me.
Well,
But there's a difference between posting a before and after picture
you know
and
what?
Posting what you did when you
That's
lost all
true,
your weight.
That's true, because it's me. They're following me.
Thank you.
I didn't post a before and after of somebody else.
Of some stranger. And that's funny, because somebody we know posted a picture of someone
we actually know. I know.
And they're not friends with them.
I know you know. We know. Did that just happen?
Anyway, but do you guys understand what I'm saying? It's like if you post a before and after picture
ding,
of some
ding, ding.
Some stranger that you don't even know, and everybody knows that you don't know that person.
Yeah.
You know what it is? And I think it is too, is like as a consumer, I am smart. I'm savvy. I know when someone's trying to sell me something.
Yeah.
And if you come to me with weak sauce and laziness, I will ignore you. The guy at Costco who was selling I don't even know what it was. He was selling something. I don't even know what it was. I didn't even look at it because all he did was say hi. And I wasn't even looking at him. In fact, I was halfway past him. And I just go, hey, and just kept walking because I'm like, dude, you're obvious. You're obvious.
Yeah.
You're not trying to bring me value. Right. You're trying to push something right. on me. And that's not going to work. Tell me a story.
Yeah.
So the drawback to not doing what we're talking about with the seduction, with again, that's true. That's true. That's real. That's raw. That's totally relevant, right? Tell the freaking truth. Like I, by the way, you guys want to read a great book, which is called Everybody Communicates, Few Connect by John C. Maxwell.
Yeah.
If you want to see the value of being vulnerable, great book. Again, Everybody Communicates, Few Connect, John C. Maxwell. Write it down, read it. You'll love it. But this is the drawback to doing these things is that you are turning off people that you could potentially convert their mindset over time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We've talked about converting the worldview and their self-view and so mm-hmm. on. You know, converting mindset takes time for some people. And if they're turning off the channel, you're not converting anyone's mindset. You're going to have a ton of people liking your pictures that are already in doTERRA.
Yes.
Why are they liking it? Because they're going to copy it and they're going to paste it on their page and they're going to share it and they're going to get just as many likes as you're getting.
Like I appreciate when people ask, can I share this? And I'm like, sure, that's fine.
It's not going to get you what you want.
It's not going to get you the same results it gets me because this is my story. This is my brand.
Yeah.
You know, this is why people follow me. It's flattering when people share it. It's like, cool, it's great content. But again, you have to remember why people follow you, why they follow you. So,
can I say something interesting? I'm going to challenge anybody right now to go on my Facebook page and look in the last 6 months and tell me, pick out one essential oil post. Find one. Now I'm going to tell you something that happened last week. A friend of mine said he had seen a post that I did about sleep, and I was talking about how a lack of sleep can actually increase the chances of cancer, right? I didn't talk about oils once in that video, but he watched that video and he was moved by it. And when he and I talked on the phone, he's like, man, when I saw that video, I was like, wow, this is different. Eddie's usually talking about essential oils. This happens a lot, Angela. Mm-hmm. It's weird. People think I talk about essential oils. When was the last time you saw me post something about essential oils?
I don't know, but you're super serious face.
I'm like, it's weird. Why is it that they think I talk about essential oils when I don't?
Huh?
And I'll tell you why. I know why. Because it was something I did early on that just, when they do a little research, when they look at what I'm talking about and they see me talking about network marketing and I use the word doTERRA, they automatically know they think or they feel or they get the sense that I'm talking about essential oils. But they listen because they're hearing a human story where I talk about my brother or my dad or my grandfather, these things. This is why they listen. And for some reason, they think I'm talking about essential oils.
But
isn't that interesting?
That's very interesting. On the kind of another side of that is that we do not believe or we do not market on Facebook where we hide what we do. We don't hide. We don't hide our company.
No, I don't.
We don't hide our product. No. We don't hide what we do because, now here's the reason, because we're so involved all around in our product, in our business, in our company, in our family, it is all consuming. My personal life is my doTERRA life. So I share because the oils are a whole part of my world. And every bit of anything that I do, say, have, feel, live, it involves either my business friends, the products, how the products worked with myself, my kids, all of it. So I'm not in the mindset. And I know that there's different opinions on this one, but if you really, truly understand that your business and life, personal life, they are very much the same thing.
They're all intertwined.
If you can grasp that and then market with value and not market with pitch, you're going to strike gold. You're going to strike gold in in using Facebook?
So, there was a great training I took with a guy named Mark Harbert, and he was talking about ManyChat. And one of the things he talked about was this value triangle. And so if you think of a triangle, the like about, now picture about 60% of that triangle. No, 50% of the triangle. 50% of the triangle is creating value.
Yeah.
50%. And then 40%. 40% is relationships.
Yep. Absolutely. Okay.
So 50% value, that means you're putting out value, you're marketing. 40% is relationships.
Building relationships.
Building relationships, meeting people, getting to know them, and even doing a little bit of prospecting. Mm-hmm. And then 10% is your pitch. 10. Yep. Like, I don't even know if it's 10. It might be even smaller than that. Mm-hmm. You definitely, and so when you post something going, here's a kit, here's how much it costs, that's a pitch.
You just wasted your 10%.
Yeah. Yeah, there's without value, without relationships, yeah, you're pitching, and which means no sell.
Exactly.
So, all right. So I think we've got it. Do you feel like we've got it? Like, have we helped people understand the drawbacks?
So.
Can we get more?
Yeah, we can. I mean, I've said this many times, and I really want people to understand that coming off this value triangle that you shared is that Facebook is a wonderful platform for building your network marketing business, because network marketing is all about networking.
Yeah.
But you have to understand that Facebook is not a spending platform. People do not go onto Facebook to spend money. They don't go onto Facebook to buy products. When was the last time you went onto a Facebook page to click and buy a product? You didn't do it. You didn't do it. No. But you've gone on Instagram and you've bought stuff, and you've gone on Pinterest and you've bought stuff, and, you know, great. You've gone on YouTube and you've purchased stuff. Okay. But not on Facebook. Facebook, people who live and troll on Facebook, they're there, troll, they're there to build relationships. You have to understand that. And people want value when they're on there. They don't want to follow the Debbie Downers. They don't want to follow the people that don't offer anything to their life. So that's why I love Mark Harbert's value triangle, is that people are on Facebook to find value in their day. And they will follow the people who offer that value. And then they will seek out relationships with those people. And you have to understand, what are those relationships? Their likes, their interactions, their messages, their comments. And so if people are spending their time in their day searching for value and they've found you, you have to show up. Right. You got to show up every day. In fact, if you have a business page, Facebook rates you on your responsiveness. So if you have this great business page that auto posts all the time, but you never actually go on there to respond or comment or message, then they dock you, because people are on Facebook to build relationships and find value.
Yeah, and Facebook wants people to stay on their page. So if you're not, you're not putting out something that's going to keep their customers on their,
page,
they'll hide you. They'll make it impossible for anybody to see you.
So if you're pitching instead of adding value, instead of building relationships, if you were just pitching and spamming your link and join here, they'll hide you. They'll bury that so fast, because they don't want people leaving. They don't want people leaving.
Right.
And smart companies have figured that out. So yeah, they'll have their business page on Facebook. And we're talking legit companies. Again, I'm going back to Teeks, okay, because I'm obsessed with them right now. And my birthday's coming up, honey. Ballerina Pinks. I'm just going to say it once.
I'm so glad you told me your birthday. I'm going to get you some Teeks.
But think about this for a second.
Some red hot ones.
No, I'm going to. So business pages are getting really smart. They're understanding what Facebook wants. And you got to do what Facebook wants. So business pages now have this full-on professional business page. But instead of taking you, there's their link on there somewhere. You can always find their go buy link. But they will always refer you to another Facebook group. Teeks was genius when they marketed to me, to the point where I don't want to tell you, even the last year, it's been way too much money.
Oh, you can tell me.
No, I'm not telling
you. Movement, stop. Please stop joining this conversation.
Smart, because they have this business. Here's a business, and they advertise, right? But they're strategic in their advertising.
Yes.
I searched out them, so they marketed to me. Hey, this gal wants us.
Yeah.
Then here's their Facebook business page, but instead of taking me to their link, to their shop page, which I already know what it is, right? I don't need Facebook to tell me what it is. They introduced
Teeks.com.
They introduced me to their group, Teeks Anonymous.
Ooh.
Do you know, Teeks Anonymous is run by some of the marketing geniuses at Teeks. And they let women talk all about their collections. They let me and all my Teeks friends post about their obsession with the new color burgundy. Just like the Starbucks Frappuccino. When Teeks just released a tortoise shell, which I wasn't interested in, thank goodness, because it was almost a $400 shoe. Teeks released a tortoise shell, and the buildup to this shoe made everybody on that page go freaking out of their minds, and women were dropping $400 left and right.
Yeah.
Because of what was built up in this group. And who built up the anticipation? The members! The members! It was genius. So why aren't we doing that? Why do we think that spamming our link, not offering any value whatsoever, right? And just constantly pitching people. Why are we doing that? That's not why people are on Facebook. You have to understand. Value triangle. Remember it. Value, relationships, 10% pitch. 10% pitch. Lock that in your brains, people. Because nobody comes to Facebook to buy.
You know, maybe people are just, you know, maybe they're in a hurry. I mean, I think that's the thing, is that people want the Facebook trick.
Yeah.
So that they can do, enroll 10, 15 people a week or whatever.
I want to build this business without ever talking to anybody and without ever being outside of my comfort zone. And I don't want to spend any time doing it.
Doing automatic so that I can make millions of dollars and spend 5 minutes a week.
I'm going to recommend you talk to the Easter Bunny and see if he can hook you up with Santa. And maybe Santa can give you that wish, because it's not going to happen. It takes time. Excuse me. It takes time and it takes consistency.
Right.
I mean, it's a little different now than when we first started. You don't have to post as much anymore. But you have to show up. And again, this one friend I was telling you about, she wants an inbox full of customers, but she refuses to put out any value. And only shows up to Facebook once in a while. And when she does, it's very negative and complainy.
Yeah, this is why we start with why. Mm-hmm. We start with why because that's what people respond to.
Yeah.
They're interested in why. The how and the what come later. Mm-hmm. How do I do this and what do I need to do next? Yeah. That has to come later.
Yeah, if you're coming onto Facebook saying, my why is I want to sell oils. Then you're a dill hole.
Well,
you back up a little bit and discover a different why.
Right.
You know, okay. And originally that was mine. And I say that because I can, because that was me originally. I wanted to get out of the crap that we were in.
But nobody, I mean, were we following people on Facebook at the time? Were we even teaching this?
No.
Explain it. No, here we are 6 years later. Yeah.
Trying to help other people.
Like saying what I would have loved to had cornered Eddie, who just started the network marketing business, and say, dude, okay, wait a minute. Before you start launching this business and going nuts and driving everybody crazy,
right,
we're going to talk for a month.
right.
All right. So let's get into some cool tips.
Let's get into some
what
tips.
I would like to do is we'll do this like interview style. So I'll ask you some questions, kind of walk, trying to figure out your process a little bit.
Okay.
Focus on why rather than exactly what you do. But you can, of course, you can say what you do and so on. But really bring some emphasis on why so that people can duplicate it. All right. So let's just say, you know, you've been doing posts for a year, let's say, and you know, and it's all real, raw, and relevant, and you're splashing in doTERRA oils here and there. And how does it usually start when someone identifies them as a potential lead to prospect? How does it usually start? Do they message you or do they comment? Do they like something? What is the first signal you get where you're like, engage with this person?
Usually,
just typical. You can pick. I know there's probably a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
But what's a typical one?
Well, my goal is to always bring them into a message. Because when you bring someone into a Facebook message, the algorithm changes and they will start seeing more of your posts. Where they maybe saw 1 out of 10, once you message them, Facebook kicks in and they start seeing 8 out of 10.
Right on. Posts. So that's awesome. I get that. So when you put up a post, if someone likes and comments, say, hey, I like this.
Yeah.
You say your goal is to bring them into Facebook Messenger. And what we're talking about here, for those of you guys who don't know, the algorithm, what it is that Facebook will only allow a small percentage of the people that follow you and like you to see your stuff. However, when you message them and you engage in a messenger conversation, Facebook assumes that that person wants to see your post. So suddenly now they'll see your post. So there is a huge reason why. mm-hmm. right there mm-hmm. to bring them into Messenger. Not to close them.
Right. No. Not to pitch them. Not to close them.
Just to have what?
Just to have a conversation. Have a conversation, to connect, to have a relationship. So what I do is this, anytime anybody outside of my company likes, comments, or shares my post, I make sure that I either, I acknowledge it in some way.
So like if they click like and say, great post, or thanks for sharing.
If they click like, I will literally message them and be like, dude, Melanie, I haven't heard from you in years and you come in and sneak attack and like my post. Ha ha.
Done. And why do you do that?
I do that because I want to connect with them.
Okay. Awesome. So our goal is to connect with those people who are basically saying, I like this. Mm-hmm. I like this.
You have to remember that Facebook will show 1 out of 10 posts to someone. And if you're like, wow, that person never likes my stuff, it's because they've never seen it. So when they see it and they like it, acknowledge it so that they'll see another one and another one and another one.
Wow. That's huge. Awesome. Okay, guys, I hope you guys wrote that down. We're going to get some more tips on this, but, that's another thing. I mean, a lot of times people think that whatever they put on Facebook, the whole world sees it. And you know what? You're not that good. No one's that good. You know how hard it is to make something go viral. Yeah. So chances are, whatever you've been posting for the last 6 months, 80%, 90% of your people that follow you have not even seen it, don't even know you do it as a business. Yeah. And I've had that too.
Well, yeah, like, what was it, 2-3 years ago, my cousin signed up with doTERRA, and I was like, what the hell, man? And she's like, oh, I didn't know you did it. Are you freaking kidding me? She just didn't know because it's not a cousin that I interact with.
Yeah, and she never saw your Facebook stuff. And I've had people that I reach out to and say, hey, man, how's it going? And they're like, it's going great. How have you been? They know nothing. And I'm like, are you kidding? I'm on Facebook every dang day. How do you not know what's going on in my life?
It's because they're not in the system.
Yet. They're not seeing me. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Huge tip. Okay. So you pull them into Messenger. What's your goal there? What is it you're trying to do there?
My goal there is to connect with them, to find out why they liked it. I want to know what's going on in their world. I really truly want to build that relationship. I mean, honestly, I know people are like, hey, you just want to sell them. If I just wanted to sell them, I wouldn't be able to do what I do on Facebook.
Can I talk about that just for like 10 seconds?
Sure.
If you are, all you're trying to do is sell something to somebody, you could not have the energy and power to have a conversation where you're actually interested
in them.
This is, I think, probably like the number one thing they teach in How to Win Friends and Influence People is to be interested in them. Mm-hmm. Just curious, Angela, have you ever seen me have a conversation with somebody face to face?
Yeah.
And have you ever thought, my gosh, his goal is to sell this person?
No.
What's my goal every time?
Your goal is to make them feel valuable.
That's it.
And everybody knows that when they talk to you. They feel valuable.
That is my goal. You know why I do that? Because I want to feel valuable.
Sure.
So whatever it is you want to feel, if you want to feel like a king, you got to treat people like a king. If you want to feel like you're a freaking celebrity, you better treat everyone you meet like a celebrity. And some people make fun of me at convention because when I saw them, I'm like, hey, oh my gosh, it's you. Mm-hmm. And I really genuinely am that excited because I know who they are. And I'm happy to see them.
Yeah.
Like they're a freaking celebrity.
Yeah.
Like I remember Amanda Garabi.
Yeah.
When I haven't really interacted with her much over the last like few months, but when I saw her at convention, I was like, hey, what's up? And then I did like this little dance thing and she danced towards me. It was a weird little, it's a weird little quote, like a weird little moment. I don't know what it was. Well, now that the way I'm describing it is very awkward.
Yeah.
But it was a totally cool moment because why? Because I'm looking at her and I'm excited because in my head, she's a celebrity.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Amanda is a celebrity.
So cool just tip. Saying. So be interested in them.
Interested in people. Your whole world changes when you become interested in other human beings, when you step outside yourself. It really does. The most down and out, low vibing, Debbie Downers I know who have all the problems and the struggles, they never stop to find out about other people. They're too busy telling them about themselves.
Yeah.
I know a very personal, close one, and it's hard to be in a conversation with her because you leave going, that woman knows nothing about me, yet I just heard her entire life in a 5-minute spam.
And none of it was relevant.
And none of it was relevant. None of it made me, uplifted me, brought me joy, or made me feel anything different. You know? So yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Okay. So your second, after you get them in the web, Messenger, your second thing is to connect with them, find out about them, be interested in them. What else do you do? Do you bring up the products ever? Like, do you go, hey,
oh,
do you?
Oh, sure.
But like, is that, like, what is the, like, here, let's do this. What is the sign that you typically get when you're like, okay, I guess we're going to talk about oils?
Well, so again, like I said,
I'm sure it doesn't happen every time.
No. Well, like I said, but when your personal life and your oils, I'm assuming the majority of people listen are doTERRA.
Or your products or whatever.
They're one and the same. I don't wake up without Breathe. You know, I don't go to sleep without Copaiba. I don't function my morning without Forgive.
Yeah.
So it's all part of it. It's like I literally lost 60 pounds, including the oils, into my regimen. It's part of everything. So when I'm chatting with someone and I'm finding out about them, you know, they might say something like, yeah, it's just been a rough year, you know, whatever it is they're saying. I have been, you know, on and off sick, but I'm feeling better now, and I'm excited to whatever they're talking about. Yeah. I don't automatically go, oh my gosh, I have oils.
Wait, would that be dill hole move?
That's okay. Dill hole. You know, I might say
that's dill holiness.
I might say, hey, you know what? I'd love to send you something on me.
Okay.
Because I know you're struggling. I think this could help. It's something my family uses all the time, and I just drop it and I move on and I find out about them. More about them. What's about them? Love on them. How can I help? You know? So if I always want to give. Whenever someone gives me any kind of opening, I don't want to say, oh my gosh, on guard. You need it. No, I want to give. I said, you know, I want to send you something. Something that helps my family. Da, 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 da. And then I move on and I start talking about them again and going into their life. And then they'll ask about you. They always want to say, well, what's going on with you? I saw, or if maybe they didn't see anything. They did. Oh my gosh, I've seen that you've, you know, really done well with, you know, maybe it's someone I've known from my childhood that like really done well with dealing with whatever, with your sister or whatever. So then we'll talk about me a little bit. I said, you know what? I am so grateful for my life and how I've been able to change things and, you know, really leaning on God and, you know, using my Console and Forgive oil that I really had no idea oils were that emotional, you know, but I'm so glad that I had them. And then I move on. A lot of people want to be like, let me tell you about Console.
Let me list all of
the things Console does and its price.
So you're saying that you don't go, it's got this, got that, and then immediately ask, would you be interested in trying them?
No.
Okay. This is
people
right
on Facebook
there.
Are not looking for that. They want
That's
going to
save a lot of people. That'll save a lot of people. They want relationships, like you just said. That's going to save a lot of people a lot of struggle. Stop presenting the oils because it's in a conversation and then immediately turning it to, hey, by the way, would you be interested in trying them out?
Yeah.
That is a dill hole move that I have done on so many occasions.
Yeah. I don't even ask if they're interested. I just tell them I'm sending them something.
Well, all right. So I get this great stuff here. And then at some point they're going to say, tell me about them.
Yeah.
Right. Is that what happens? Is that what comes next?
Yeah. Usually.
So
sometimes it's going to be in the day that you started. Other times it's going to be within the week.
Like a week later.
Other times it's 3 years down the road, like a gal I just enrolled.
Yeah. Because what's happening is that you're engaging with them on Facebook Messenger. Now they're seeing your seduction happening on Facebook. Now they're becoming more, they're like actually engaged. They're like actually seeing your posts and actually look at them with more intention because you shared your story. Mm-hmm. Guys, this is very subtle, but this is an art form.
It is.
Beautiful art form. I love this.
It's going to take practice. Please understand that.
Yes. So at some point their mindset gets converted, their worldview, their self-view, and they're curious. They want to know. And then they ask you, hey, I'm curious about blankety blank oil.
Hey, so tell me about the oils do you do this full time? Like, what exactly do you do or whatever? They'll always say something. And sometimes they'll come out and say, I want to buy these oils. You know, they're going to say something, It just happens if you seduce them correctly. And seduce is not a bad thing, guys. Those of you who have spouses, you know seduction.
It's called converting a mindset.
Yeah, converting a mindset. So it's going to happen. It's not... If you do it correctly, it will always happen. And again, it's not on your time, it's on theirs.
Yeah.
Okay? Because that's what relationships are. Relationships grow on each other. Your time and my time, not just on mine alone.
Right.
So, yes, it comes up. Now, once it comes up, this is where we've talked about having the tools in your tool belt. I can teach a class. I can do a class over the phone. I can do a class via webinar. I can do a spoiled event. I can teach a one-on-one. I can do what a lot of people are wanting right now. I do very well, which is a Facebook Messenger class. If I had to do a text message class, I could probably do that too. I have these tools to pull out to who needs them most and when they need them. So some person might say, like one of my dear friends that I played basketball with at BYU, she literally had zero time to give me. Like we saw her at a friend barbecue thing. She's like, I'm interested in these oils. I need to talk to you about them. I literally have no time, Angela. And I'm like, okay, all right, fine. And she's very, very scattered all over the place. I got that. So I immediately went to the messenger and I said, look, love, you know, I know you want these oils, but I need you to know about them before we lock you in. So bam, I sent her boom, 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 all five of my slides at once. I didn't stop in between. And I said, look these over and then let's talk. She looked them over and a week later called me and she signed up.
Right on.
So I had that tool. Maybe if someone says, I am really, you know, interested, but I would love to get a feel for them. And then I'm like, absolutely. I have a spoiled event coming up. Or absolutely. Let me shoot you out a couple samples. Or I'll say, you know, I'd love to set up an appointment with you. Let's talk about them. I always get them on the phone. But I definitely want to get them on the phone. Zoom is even better in person.
Yeah.
But if I can't, I'm going to go to another one of my tools. Because I'm really good face-to-face. I'm really good face-to-face. In fact, one-on-one face-to-face, I'm 100% closing rate. So yeah, I want to get them face-to-face, but I have to be good at all the other ways that I do it.
Okay. Got it. I got it. This is the, like I said it would be epic. I told you this would be big. And I'm going to, for those of you guys, because we're going to wrap up the podcast here, but I got notes here, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you my notes to help you guys see the step-by-step on this. And then you can wrap up on your final thoughts, and maybe you can even tell people about the Facebook Messenger presentation training you're doing this week.
Sure.
So if those of you guys are interested in that, stay tuned to the last part of this podcast. All right, so number one, don't be a deal hole. Number two, become the CEA, right? Do the work, show up. Number three, you become the CEA by putting out content where you flip negative experiences and tell the truth, be real, raw, and relevant. Find the joy in the pain, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the third part. And when you do this on a regular basis, your goal is to generate leads. And once you spot a lead, which is someone who likes a post or maybe comments on a post and says something, this is the step. This is the process. Number one, you pull them into Messenger and have a conversation to ignite the Facebook algorithm, get them seeing your stuff, and let the strategic seduction begin. Mm-hmm. Process, you know, sharing content and delivering content and building relationships, because that's 90% of it. And then when you're pulling on the messenger, you connect with them. Number one, first read How to Win Friends and Influence People, my friends. You got to read that book, but it teaches you how to do three things you said during the podcast. Number one, be interested in them. Be absolutely interested in everything about them. Number two, listen and then offer solutions casually, but not say, hey, would you like to buy or give them a call to action? Switch back to them after you casually mention these products. Start asking about them again. I actually learned this great technique from a gal who talked about how to make friends in parties and network. And she actually had a process where you ask someone a question about them, they tell you about them, you respond by telling them, by saying, oh, I know what that's like. You share something about you, and then you ask another question, and you just let that cycle repeat. It's pretty cool. But anyway, so that's the deal. Connect with them. The third part and the final part is when they ask about your oils or business, which they
will
eventually, whether it's that day, that month, or in the next 3 years, because everyone's got a worldview and a self view that needs to be converted through a process. And that yes. takes time. Some people are quicker than others. But you message them your presentation. Basically, you do a presentation. You offer samples, or you invite them to an appointment personally, or you invite them to an event. And that's really it. Like, that's the whole game right there.
Pretty much.
Wow. That's awesome. Okay, guys. You should be applauding right now. That is an amazing training. And what's cool about that is that people listening can kind of put themselves in there. Mm-hmm. You know, I get that it's going to take time, but you've got this. Why don't you talk about this messenger training and then go ahead and wrap up?
Yeah.
That we're doing for our website.
Yeah. Yes. A lot of people have been asking about my messenger training because I shared it in the 5-day boot camp and then I shared it on our podcast last week. And then, so now it's time to give it up and show people what it is. It's so simple. I swear my 13-year-old could have created it, but again, you know, it's okay. But there's, again, you have to know why I do it. Once you understand the why behind it, then you understand. Okay, cool. So yeah, so I'm going to be sharing it on the, eddieandangelavia.com, right?
Yeah, if they want to get the training, yeah, this very advanced training on basically your messenger presentation.
And it is advanced. It's just the slides my 13-year-old could agree.
I'm not talking about the slides, Angela. Stop downplaying it. I'm talking about your information. Yeah. This is advanced stuff, right? It'll teach people how to be freaking ninjas on Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, ninja. True.
This is going to be an exclusive training for our members only. So if you want to, why don't you go ahead and say what you're
going to
say.
If you want to get the training, go sign up. I think it's $1 right now.
Yeah, it's $1. So it's eddieandangelavia.com. You get the access to the site and all the trainings that we have in there and the private Facebook group for 2 weeks for $1. And if you like it, stick around. Great. It's $29 a month after that. If you don't like it and you want to cancel, great, cancel. That's cool. But at least you'll get that messenger training because Angela's doing that this week.
And maybe we can put a group together where we coach people on how to do it.
Like, you're not making a promise.
Not making a promise.
But this sounds awesome.
Eddie puts together the coaching stuff. I just am like, do this. And then he makes it sound smart.
Well,
but
I do need to say this.
Okay. I do need to say this, unless there's something else you want to say, and I'll close with this.
You got it. Go ahead. It's all you.
I will say that, you know, those of you who follow us, you know the different systems I've tried, and you know the sales process that I preach, and obviously the skills that we've learned from Emerge and from our coach Tasha, and absolutely I do use them. But you have to understand something. If you're choosing to build a business on Facebook, you have to follow the value triangle. You have to add value. You have to build relationships. And 10% of it is pitching. Just 10. People do not come to Facebook for you to go messaging them saying, hey, you know, and do your script. People who message you saying, hey, I thank you for your video today. It was really inspiring. You don't go, hey, usually what I do is set up an appointment. That's not what they're on Facebook. If you want to do that, you make those phone calls. You make your list of 100. You make those phone calls. You call your referrals. Those people, they're going to respond either way, right? People on Facebook, they don't want to be hit or blindsided. They want to build relationships and find value. So what I love to do is if I find someone, if I make a call to someone that I think this would, they'd be great in my business. And I say, hey, you know, I do an essential oil business, and I go into my script. If they say yes, great, we proceed. If they say no, what I like to do is I say, hey, thank you for being honest. I'd love to stay in touch. Can I message you on Facebook? Can I send you a friend request? And so then I bring them into my Facebook world, and then I go again about the strategic seduction. I drip on them. And then I let them see me as not just the salesperson. Because if they say no, there was a reason. And so I want them to see the whole me, not just the one that called them and said, hey, let me tell you about my oil biz, or hey, you know what I do. I let them see me. So I'm being vulnerable right now because a lot of people go, well, that's not the way we do it with this skill set.
Yeah, this particular Emerge system.
But what I do, Emerge is not a system.
I know. I'm sorry.
But what I do works for me because I genuinely want people to be in my world. I want to be in their world. I want to add value. I want to let them know that they are valuable and they matter. And I can do that through the relationships that I build. So I wanted to leave you with that and understanding that you can use your skill set. Go for it. Do it because it's awesome. And yeah, cold calling does work. It really does. So don't shy away from that. But if you're going to look to build on Facebook, it's consistency. It's loving on people. It's building relationships. It's adding value. That is the only way you'll find success on Facebook.
No kidding, man. I've spent hours just chatting with people on Messenger and I rarely pitch. It's like, and people sometimes will say, Eddie, I'm like, how do you, it's amazing that you'll go through a post and like, and comment on every comment in the post. Yeah. I mean, I don't do that every time, but sometimes I do that because I want to build relationships.
Yeah.
Plus there's another thing too, is like, if I'm going to deliver value to a person, I like to know who that person is. And I like the idea that I'm helping that person with their story that they got me involved in.
Yeah.
It gives me purpose. If I don't hear their story and I'm just putting out trainings and then they're watching them and I don't really know their story and I don't even know if they watched it and I'm not even sure if they actually applied it, like, that's lame. Like, there's no purpose there for me. You know what I mean? So anyway, just to enhance the purpose of relationships.
Yeah.
You need it. It's important.
You do. So that's what I have to offer on the Facebook end. There's so much more. It's meaty, but let's end it. This is a long podcast, but I think it's been good.
Oh, it's great. This is a sweet freaking podcast.
Okay, good.
All right.
So we'll end on that for Mama's Little Biz Podcast. My name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and happy sharing.
Bye.